Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to yet another episode of the Philly Bandwagon Podcast. Ryan Michaels here with your boy, Chip Tiernan.
What it do?
All right, so birds, 10-1. 10-1. I'm fine with it. 10-1. The only thing I'm not fine with is the goddamn special teams. Can we be honest here? This is killing me. I want to die.
Yeah, special teams and defense. Especially special teams. Yeah, I mean, special teams was horrific.
A lot of big returns.
And, you know, and on the other side, you know, the punting hasn't been great. You know, the returns haven't been great. You know, I'm a big Britton Covey guy, but I mean, come on, we got to do something. And then the special teams defense was brutal. I mean, that pretty much kept them in the game, if you think about it. It wasn't a great performance from them. Defense wasn't, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
During the podcast, I'm going to talk about the defense. The defense has had its peaks and its lows this season.
Yeah.
So there are going to be games that good teams win because either their offense or their defense struggles one game.
Yes.
So there's also some games similar to the Commanders game where things just aren't going your way.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. And there's no excuse to losing that game, but it did seem like anything that could go wrong did. So, look, I'm not going to sit here and harp on it, but the special teams has been the theme problem this year.
Yeah, I mean, there's no big plays, and then just giving up, a lot of. You can't. Field position is such a huge part of the game; it can really turn the tide, and it almost did. In my opinion, the Eagles should have won bigger, but they just let the Packers hang around. The defense had two takeaways, which is great, and. I mean, the offense scored 40 points. So, the fact that we gave up 33 just, in my opinion, tells you that with two takeaways, in my opinion, it wasn't as much of the defense's fault. There was definitely some plays where the defense wasn't good. But, yeah, I mean, the special teams is definitely the story of this game. But on the other side, I mean, the offense was phenomenal. Jalen Hurts looked phenomenal, especially in the ground. They couldn't stop us in the ground. Miles Sanders was great. The offensive line was great. They just couldn't stop the run game. And we stuck with that pretty much the whole game, and that's what won us the game. So,
well, we'll talk about everything. We'll get into it. I'm not angry. And the Saints, I hope they keep losing. The Steelers winning really helped. I'm happy about that. I can't wait to see where that pick lands. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
The Sixers.
Yeah, man. Still weird, in my opinion. They've actually played a lot better.
They're hanging on, and Shake Milton has stepped up.
Shake Milton has stepped up a ton. And in my opinion, the bench has played a lot better. Guys like Shake Milton and D'Anthony Melton have had to start recently because of the injuries to Maxey and Harden and Tobias Harris, even though he's back now. but yeah, man, I think the team's playing well right now. You're getting, good quality minutes from guys like Paul Reed and George Niang and Montrezl Harrell has come back off the bench and has played pretty decently. So, yeah, guys that we've brought in and guys that we want to see play are actually getting to see minutes. And even Furkan Korkmaz has gotten minutes and has played well as well. So, getting quality minutes from guys like that is huge for this team. And I think that's why they've been able to beat some teams that, we probably shouldn't be beating because with all the injuries. But, I mean, beating the Hawks, I think it was last night, was huge. And like you said, Shake Milton has played phenomenally over this last, 2 weeks. So,
and we'll talk about the team overall. what could happen in the trade deadline. The Flyers are dead to me.
Yep, they're back.
U.S. men's national team made it to the round of 16 in the World Cup.
Listen, man, I didn't watch it personally. We got, you guys know I'm not the biggest soccer guy, but it was surprising to say the least. I saw some of the highlights, and yeah, man, they were able to squeak by Iran and get a 1-0 win, and we'll see what happens from there. I think they play the Netherlands next up. So,
look, I don't have unlimited data, so I couldn't watch the whole thing, but
yeah,
one of my coworkers does, and don't get me wrong, I was definitely asking them 24/7, and eventually they just let their phone open so that we could all see.
Yeah.
But that's the way of the road. With that, I have nothing left. What you say, Chippe?
Let's cue the Rocky music.
You're listening to a Philly Sports Nation production, enhancing your Philly sports experience.
Get in the huddle and talk some birds, baby.
Go birds.
Go birds. Birds. Go birds. Birds, birds, birds. So,
birds.
Eagles, hold the Packers off from almost winning. It just seemed like everything was going their way. Jordan Love apparently isn't bad anymore. Either that or the Eagles defense was just playing that poorly. One or the other. Could have been a combination of both. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a pessimist. But what I want to say, I'm sad about the special teams.
Yeah, they got to do something. Whether that be, I don't know, they just got to tighten up and, you know, maybe they change the return man. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they got to do something. In my opinion, Sipos hasn't been great. The return game hasn't been, I mean, they just don't get good field position that often. You know, they either let it get a touchback or, you know, nothing big happens. And then defensively for the special teams, I mean, they can't, I mean, it was like four or five times where the guy broke loose and almost took it back. I mean, that can't happen, especially against a team like that who, you know, they hung around. And I think that was one of the big reasons why. They were able to get good field position, and once that happens, it's tough on the defense to make a stop like that, you know, when they're already on your side of the field. So it's tough for your defense to make multiple stops in a game. And that's why I think the defense isn't as much to blame as some people might think. I think, you know, the special teams is definitely the story this week, you know, in terms of what they need to improve on. But like I said, on the positive side, the offense was phenomenal. The run game was probably the best I've seen in a really long time. I don't know if that's, you know, if the Packers just don't have a good run defense or I mean, it's probably a little bit of both, but the Eagles offensive line looked phenomenal. Jalen Hurts looked phenomenal. Miles Sanders looked phenomenal. And when we weren't running the ball, Jalen Hurts was able to make the plays, you know, in the air when he needed to, but he really didn't need to make that many plays in the air. You know, he was able to do most of his damage with his legs and just give the ball to Miles Sanders, honestly. So it was a great offensive day for them. And, you know, when you run the ball like that, it's almost impossible to stop.
And going back to that, it was a great offensive day. You look at the contrast from the Colts game to the Packers game, and you see how the defense can compensate for the offense struggling and the offense can compensate for the defense struggling. Now that can't be every game. And hopefully we see a game where they're just both on point.
Yeah.
But it's not always going to happen that way. Some teams just have better strategies coming in and just have better talent around them. And I'm not trying to discredit the Packers. I think that they've just struggled mightily this year.
Yeah.
Christian Watson was picking up steam as he scored this weekend. So nothing really to say about that, but I didn't see the game going the way that it did. When you have a 10-plus point lead, it shouldn't shrink that quickly and go back and forth. It was one of those games where it seemed like no one wanted to win at one point in time.
Yeah.
I look at that and I think it really, and I really hate harping on it, it came down, the special teams were just letting them get to the 50 every single time that they received the ball.
Yeah.
Every kickoff, every punt, we're going 25 yards. So, and at the time, Aaron Rodgers was in before he got taken out. But let's be real here. As much as Aaron Rodgers has struggled this year, he's still Aaron freaking Rodgers. So
yeah,
he's going to make you pay for it. And then Jordan Love also made you pay for it. So that's life.
Yeah, man. I mean, like you said, you can't let a team, especially like that. And the big one for me was the last one, because you're up by, I think it was, you're up by seven. And I mean, you let them go right to the 50-yard line. If they score a touchdown, the game's tied. So, you know, you're just putting more and more pressure on your defense, which is already without C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who got hurt in the game and might be out a couple of weeks with a lacerated lung, or not lung, lacerated kidney, which is something I've never heard of, or, you know, well, at least, like, not heard of on a football field, but somehow his kidney got lacerated. So, yeah, I mean, and don't get me wrong, Reed Blankenship made a nice interception earlier in the game. But it's Aaron Rodgers. And at that point it was Jordan Love, and Jordan Love, listen, he looked good. Jordan Love looked good. The previous, you know, series, you know, he went for Christian Watson for 63 yards for a touchdown, and that kind of let them back into the game. And then, you know, we let them to the 50-yard line and they're not only down by seven, and, you know, so the defense was able to make the stop though. They were able to or it was 40-30. They settled for a field goal. Then it was 40-33, and then we got the ball back and we won. So, but still, I mean, it's still, you know, it wasn't over at that point. But the defense was able to make the stop. And, yeah, but we're missing some key pieces, you know, with Jordan Davis being out and now C.J. Gardner-Johnson being out. And I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson's, it's gonna be a big loss for them. He's done a really nice job on the back end for them. You know, not, you know, the six interceptions are great, but he's just a really good player back there. And we'll see what happens when, you know, he's when they miss him this week coming up as well. So it was definitely a sloppy game. The Eagles had a few turnovers. I think they had one or two turnovers. I think it was one. I know A.J. Brown had a fumble, which is another call.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's definitely a cause of concern. You know, 2 weeks ago in the Washington game, Quez Watkins had that big fumble. Last week, A.J. Brown had a big fumble, and then he had another one this week. I know he was sick a lot of this week. He had, like, a stomach bug or something. He lost, like, 7 pounds in, like, a week because he was just throwing up so much. But, I mean, he knows he can't do that, you know. But I mean, the last 2 weeks, I mean, you know, you can't, don't make this a trend. That's all I'm saying. So.
Yeah, that's quite odd. I don't know what's going on there. I'm just going to chalk it up to sickness. I'm going to chalk it up to that.
Yeah, let's do that. And if it happens again, then maybe it will be a little bit more concerned. But
now the Quez fumble was the one where it was like anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Murphy's law took full effect there. There was nothing I saw that said, man, that was a bad play until that happened.
Yeah, and that was the week the Dallas Goedert thing happened with the no face mask, and he got hurt, and there was a fumble, and I don't know. It was a weird game. That was a weird game, but that's in the past. And they were able to win this one. You know, just got to shore things up on special teams, and hopefully with some of the losses the Eagles had on defense, they can still play at a high level. So we'll see what happens against Tennessee. Should be a good game. Tennessee's a good team. We'll see if they can stop Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and that's the big thing I look at. You saw A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. They seem to get, what, 5, 6, 7 yards each rush. If they went up the gut. And with Derrick Henry, I mean, look at the man.
I mean, that's going to be the game plan. We saw this past week when the Bengals beat the Titans, you know, they limited him to only like 40 yards rushing. So if you stop him, you know, it limits the offense for them. Cause you know, not, no knack on Ryan Tannehill, but he's not the best quarterback.
No knock on Bobby Trees, but he hasn't been the same since he came back from injury.
Right. And, you know, I mean, Treylon Burks has played a little bit better as of late, but again, you know, their offense is based on the run. And if we can limit them there, they should be fine. So it's all going to be, but that's going to be a tough task, like I said, with Derrick Henry, who's a tank. So we'll see.
Let's not underestimate Bobby Trees and or Treylon Burks, but I want to say the defense better prove themselves this weekend, because if they don't, the Titans do have the ability to murder you.
They do. They do.
They've struggled, but everyone knows that they have the ability to just go off one game.
Yeah, they do. And they played well recently. I know they started off the year slow, you know, and you know, now I think they're 7-4, I think. So, you know, listen, they're still a really good team. They're still in the playoff on the AFC. So it's no slouch of a game here.
All right. So I want to talk one more thing about this Eagles-Packers game. What the hell? Every play, it seemed like there was a Packer down as soon as the Eagles went up tempo. I think that was the first time that I went on Twitter and most people weren't complaining about the Eagles fans booing quote unquote injured players.
Yeah, no, that was,
it was that egregious.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it's like, it's borderline cheating.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean, if we lost the game, then I'd be a lot more mad, but
yeah, I know, but I don't want every single team to start doing that against the Eagles when they start moving the ball.
I mean, they couldn't stop the run. Like, we were gaining first downs basically on every play. It was bad. Like, if I'm a Packers fan, I'm really, really concerned. Like, now, I mean, they're 4-8 now. I mean, it's gonna be hard for them to even make the playoffs at this point. So I mean, they could not stop the it doesn't matter who it was. If it was Sanders, Scott, Gainwell, Hurts, it didn't matter. They could not stop the run. And they knew it was coming. And they still couldn't stop it. So that's a real problem for the Packers. And their only solution was the fake injury. Like, literally. I don't think other teams will do that because, and again, no knock on the Packers, but I don't think other teams will be as bad as them as they are against the run. So they probably won't do that, but the Packers just had no answer, and that was their only solution.
Huh. Yeah, Jair Alexander made no friends in Philly.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, when you talk in Philly and you're on the opposing team and you lose, you're going to hear it. So
There was one reception. I thought he was going to intercept it, but he just stood there.
Well, I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. He's a great player. But you lost. You lost, pal. Sorry.
Yeah, they lost.
I mean, he knows where he's playing. You know, he knows where he's at. He's in Philly. And if you're going to talk crap and you lose, you're going to hear it.
So, looking forward, so actually, if you look at the NFC North, I believe Minnesota is one win and one Lions loss away from clinching that division.
I think so, yeah.
That's wild.
It is wild. Eagles could clinch a playoff spot as well with a bunch of different. I think it was if the Eagles win and the Giants beat the Commanders, and if the Saints beat the 49ers, and if someone beats the Seahawks, then the Eagles are in.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I saw what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But it seemed to be
I mean, it's probably not going to happen, but you never know. But yeah, it's our first clinching scenario, so.
Yeah, well, I will take it. I'm not going to sit here and complain. Later in the season is going to play a big role into how the NFC East plays out, I think.
Yeah.
All four teams, especially if the Commanders keep playing the way that they have, are probably going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, as of right now, all four teams in the NFC East would be in if it were to end right now.
Man, ain't that funny?
That's weird. Yeah, I mean, listen, the NFC South has not played well. The NFC North, other than the Vikings, have not played well. Honestly, the NFC West hasn't played well either. You know, I mean, the Seahawks have been okay, and the 49ers have just recently started playing really well again. But other than that, the Cardinals and the Rams have not played well this year. So the NFC East is the place to be right now. All four teams are very, very solid, you know, legit playoff teams. So it's been a weird season.
Well, with that, we move on to the next topic and break the huddle. Go Birds. Sixers. Well,
go Sixers.
I don't know what's going on. Everyone's dead.
Yeah, speaking of weird, I don't know. We played better without James Harden, without Tyrese Maxey. I mean, without Tobias Harris sometimes too. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but also when James Harden is out, it feels like Tobias Harris gets better looks and looks better. I don't think he's not a bad player. I just, is this scheme for him? Or is he actually on the trading block this year?
Yeah. I mean, there's been rumors that we're looking to trade him. I don't know. I don't know what we would get back.
He's not a bad player. I mean, he was overpaid for a number of years here, but he's never been bad enough to make people hate him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Well, other than the contract, what has he done?
Yeah.
The first year in the contract, he was bad. But after that, it was like, all right.
I mean, he's always been like a third or fourth option on this team. So
I feel like he's mostly the fourth when everyone's healthy. And
well, right now, on this team, he's the fourth if everyone's healthy.
Is he a good fourth guy? Is that what it is? And if they're looking at everyone being healthy,
yeah,
and he's more of a third option,
right? When he was on like the Clippers, he was like their second option, and ever since he came to Philly, you know, he's been the third or fourth option. So, you know, it's tough, but he's been good. Like, he's been good, not great, you know, ever since he's been here. So I don't know. I mean, I think this is his last year on his contract. So if they were to trade him, you know, I just don't know what it would be for. But I mean, listen, right now he's playing pretty well. I mean, and they've needed him to, you know, because Maxey and Harden are out, and we've needed guys to step up, and guys have done that. And you mentioned Shake Milton earlier. He's probably been the number one guy who stepped up the most. You know, right now, after Embiid, it's Shake Milton, which is insane to say, but that's how it's been working right now. I mean, he's been really, really good. And I just think the bench has played really well as well. You know, D'Anthony Melton has been starting, but, you know, guys like George Niang, guys like Furkan, guys like Harrell and Paul Reed, they played really well. So we'll see. I mean, and they played really good defense. I don't know. It's been weird. I mean, they beat the Hawks last night. But it's the thing. Like, they beat the Hawks, they beat the Bucks, but then they lose to the Hornets. Like, you know. I don't know. I guess that's the NBA, but
yeah, I'm just going to keep riding the bus and see what happens.
I mean, they're 11-9 at this point. You know, they started off so slow, and then guys started getting hurt. And, you know, I thought this was going to be kind of like a staying afloat type situation. But, hey, they're winning games. So if that's what they're doing, then that's great.
Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. The only starter who was healthy for a period of time was PJ Tucker.
Yeah.
And he scored approximately negative 28 points.
Yeah, not possible, but he somehow did it.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. But
yeah, no, I don't know
what's going on there. I mean, for the most part, he was a guy who would be open in the corner and nailing threes occasionally. I don't expect him to go off for 30 points, but he's getting me 10. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, he's not even taking shots right now. I don't know. I just think, I mean, he's done well. I mean, he's done decently defensively. I mean, that's really what we brought him in for. Like, we didn't really bring him in to be a scorer. But yeah, he's just been not scoring. I don't really know what that's going to mean for like playoffs. Like, can we win a playoff series with that, with a starter not scoring any points? Like, I don't know. You know, it's like we're sacrificing his scoring for his defense. I don't know if that's, you know, if they can continue to do that in the regular season. They might be able to, but I don't know if they can do it in a playoff series. I don't know. I mean, he's just not scoring, but if he's playing good defense, then, and they're winning, then who cares?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Nothing better.
Hell yeah.
Nothing better than sitting here not knowing what the Sixers' future holds. And, you know, I still don't think it has really set in with the Sixers yet, because people just haven't been able to shake off that World Series.
I agree.
I haven't been feeling the same Sixers vibe. When I turn on sports talk, no one is talking Sixers at all.
Yeah, I feel like they're talking more, you know, like Philly's offseason moves than,
I mean, that and the Birds, but like, well, the birds is to be expected, but usually there's a couple of Philly, I mean, not Phillies, a couple of Sixers calls here and there. It's weird.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, obviously Eagles are going to be the number one, but I feel like they're still talking Phillies, you know, like, I mean, free agency is underway, but nothing too big has really happened yet. I know Jose Abreu signed with the Astros, but other than that,
the rich get richer.
No, yeah, of course. But yeah, nothing big has happened yet. So yeah, I'm kind of surprised. But nothing surprising has really happened with the Sixers either. I mean, they've had some nice wins, but guys have been hurt, and it's just been weird. It's been a weird last few months for the city of Philly, and it's kind of like unfamiliar territory for a lot of people, because it hasn't been like this for the Phillies in what, 11 years. So people just are used to, oh, the Phillies end when the season ends, and after that, it's the Sixers, and we get right into the Sixers. But that's just not how it worked this year. And, you know, hopefully the Phillies continue to play well in the playoffs and actually make the playoffs. But it's just, I think it's unfamiliar territory. And I think, you know, the sting of defeat has not really wore off yet for a lot of people, and they're excited. You know, we saw what the Phillies team could do with the team that they have. And I think the people are excited for, you know, potentially getting even better, you know, with free agency and guys getting signed and potential trades. And, so I think people are just excited for the Phillies, and it's kind of hard to, you know, be into the Sixers as much with just the excitement of the Phillies and the Eagles too.
Yeah. We'll see as the season progresses.
But yeah, I think as the season goes on and if the Sixers continue to play well, then I think you're going to see that excitement come back for the Sixers, especially if they can make a nice run in the playoffs and not, you know, do what they usually do and get eliminated in the second round. But anyway, but yeah, I think you'll definitely start to see that excitement come back once.
This, had to throw that one in there, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, of course. But yeah, I think you'll definitely start to see the excitement come back for the Sixers as the season goes on and as the linger of the Philly start to wears off a little bit.
All right. Well, on that note, I really don't have anything else to add. Any final words? That's what
Dyer,
forgive me.
I am, like I said, I'm not a big soccer guy, but I was surprised to see that the U.S. team won, and I'm cheering for him, man. I really am. You know, obviously, I'm an American, and I would love to see them win and you know, make a nice run, but even I know that, you know, this U.S. men's team is not the best that we've had.
I mean, watching them play, I think they held their own against a few really good teams. The England game was really well fought. They had scoring opportunities that they missed. I think the U.S. could have easily won that game just as well as easily lost. There were some blown opportunities on the defensive side, but I don't know everything about soccer, so someone could probably call me a friggin' moron for anything that I say about soccer. So a full disclaimer, I'm still learning. Shut up.
I didn't watch the game. But
I don't think this is the worst U.S. men's national team in a while, though. Just reading up about it more, they have a lot of really solid talent on that roster, and the young guys are really developed well from what I see.
And I think they have someone on their team from the Union, if I'm not mistaken.
Now, Brendan Aaronson.
There you go.
He was on the Union, and he...
Oh, he was in the Union. Okay, well, still.
Yeah, he plays in Europe now.
Okay, well, hey. It's still repping the Union. You know, which is cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's exciting. I usually watch the World Cup. I don't know much about soccer. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah, don't hate us, please.
Yeah.
Like, listen, we'll get into it. Just give us time. But I'm still cheering for them. And the fact that they're in the round of 16... That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think it'll be.
You never know. Again. You never know. Anything could happen.
Yeah. Yep.
Go America.
America, bleep yeah. You can't say it on here. Or we have to mark it as dirty. But you know what I was saying.
We can believe it. That's more editing. So let's.
Yeah, I don't feel like doing that. All right, we've reached our destination for the day. We'd like to thank you for listening to the Philly Bandwagon Podcast. Go to phlsportsnation.com for all your Philly sports wants, needs, and desires. Go to the podcast tab. Go to the PHL Bandwagon. You can find us on Spotify there. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, wherever podcasts are available. We're most likely there. If not, shoot us an email at phlthebandwagon@gmail.com or shoot us a DM on Twitter. It's open. Go ahead.
Yeah, dude.
I can't wait for the first person to call me a friggin' moron.
DMs can't wait. Call him a moron. Call me a moron. Call yourself a moron. I mean, honestly, just DM us. If you've got any questions, let us know. If you want us to talk about something that we don't usually talk about, shoot it over. You know, if there's a specific topic that you want us to talk about, we can talk about that. So shoot us a DM, man. They're open.
Yep, go to Twitter. You can find us at the PHL Bandwagon. We share polls weekly. We like when you engage in them, and we like to see the dialogue between fans. Gives us a different perspective a lot of the time, or it just makes us realize that everyone hates each other. One or the other, we still appreciate it. You can find me at PHL Ryan Michaels. You can follow Chip at PHL Chip Tiernan. We also share our episodes on Facebook. The poll system there is not too splendid, so we don't do it there. But, you know, go ahead and give us a follow if you want. Like the page. We appreciate that. Then Instagram, that's not happening.
I mean, you never know.
Now, I can tell you one that's definitely not happening. TikTok. TikTok is not happening. Out of the question. Call me old. I just, no. Won't do it.
You never know.
Can't do it. Never know.
You never know, though.
Probably not.
But, hey.
Yeah, right? Yeah. All right, go to the Weg Shop, get your TBW merchandise, hoodies, hats, t-shirts, long-sleeve t-shirts for this cold weather. Anything's there. Check out everything from PHL Sports Nation. For ours, go to the podcast section of the Weg Shop and look at the TBW merchandise. Very comfortable hoodies. Wear it all the time. Then, yeah. I got fantasy swept this week. We've reached our destination. We'll see you at the next stop. I won all three. I lost all four. Go Birds.
I won all three. Yay. Go Birds.
The Grand Slam.
I mean, you lost, though.
Yeah, the Grand Slam of losing. Isn't it great?
I won all three. I had Josh Jacobs in two leagues who scored almost 50 points.
He did score 50 points.
He had 49 in my league.
He had 50.3 in both of the ones that I played him in.
Damn.
No, I didn't play Chip, actually. No, I didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, I played the worst team in the league, and they put up 140 points.
That's fantasy sport.
Put up 131.
Mm. It's tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
You good, man?
No.
Okay. All right, bye.